What's your name? Present you.
Hello, my name is Norma. I'm from Sydney, Australia. I'm here at Plaza Marcel as an auxiliar de conversación.
And why you came here and not to another place?
Oh, that's a good question. I came to Spain to experience the culture. I wanted to work with students, so I wanted to work in a high school. And this was a good opportunity for me to experience working in a high school. Yeah.
And what do you study?
What did I study?
Yes.
So I finished a degree, a university degree in health science. So I studied health promotion and I also studied therapeutic recreation. And I applied for this program because you have to have you have to be in university or you have had to finish university. And I was able to be here with this auxiliar program. Yeah.
It's a program that you inscribe for?
Yeah, so it's a Spanish program from the education system in Spain.
Mm-hmm.
And they, recruit different people from around the world that are from English-speaking countries to come to Spain to teach English and conversate in English and, yeah.
And one question more.
Yeah.
And anything else that you want to say about this experience? How is going?
So far, I'm 1 month into being an auxiliar, and so far it's very, I'm immersed in the culture. I'm immersed in the education. I'm seeing the differences between Australia and Spanish
high schools. What differences?
Well, the main difference is uniforms. We wear uniforms, and also our grades, so all our levels are together during the day. So in Spain, you have the older students come in the afternoon later, whereas in Australia, we're all at school at the same time. And in my experience, I went to an all-girls school, so I didn't go to school with boys. Only my teachers were boys. I went to an all-girls school. We had to wear uniforms, and it was very big. So there was about 2,000 students in my high school. And the differences, other differences. That's all I can think of at the moment.
And do you like the culture in Spain?
Spanish culture is very different to Australian culture. I like the food. Obviously, the language is different. The architecture is different. Mm-hmm. So the way the city looks is completely different to what I'm used to. What else? The festivals. You guys have a lot of holidays. A lot of holidays, different holidays that I had no idea that you guys celebrated. Yeah.
And you're living where I'm Mollet, no, you say?
Yes. Oh, yeah.
And you stay, how long you stay here?
Oh, so I'll be at Plaza Marcel until the end of April 2023. Mm-hmm. So my last day, I think, is the 27th on the Friday. Yeah.
And you are living, and you are here alone?
No, so I'm here with my fiancé.
And she's work here?
Yeah.
I'm Larsing Nova.
Yeah, he's from Australia, so we came together. And at the moment, he's not an auxiliar, but he's playing rugby for a team in some way. So I've got someone, which is good. But I'm also meeting a lot of people. Like, there's other auxiliars as well.
Mm-hmm.
So there's one in a different school in Cardedeu, but she's French. So we speak. Yeah, it's very hard.
Yes, and after school, do you do anything?
So after I go back to Australia, after my time in Plaza Marcel,
after the 6 hours after work in Spain, later, or you do Mollet?
I usually, my daily routine, I go home, I go for a walk, make dinner, And on the weekends, I usually go sightsee. So I go see maybe Barcelona, or go on this holiday weekend. I'm planning to go to Costa Brava because I've never been there before, and I want to see.
You don't do any classes of
Spanish? I should. I should practice, but at the moment, no. It's more like traveling and meeting up with people to have coffee. And yeah.
So I think it's all